Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Off the ball, rugby.
He's a very good player, and on his day, he's a massive threat on the wing. So that is a bit of competition that we need at the left wing, with James Lowe not firing as good as he has in the recent past.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball daily.
Good afternoon and welcome along. It is Off the Ball Saturday. It is News Talk and it is Shane Hannan in for John Duggan today. We're on the air until 5pm and loads to come between now and then. Of course, we're still on a high from Thursday night after the Republic of Ireland's brilliant 2-0 win over the Portuguese. We will continue the reflections on that game, just talk about it a little while longer. And of course, take a look ahead to the big one. It is Hungary away in Budapest tomorrow Sunday with a 2pm Irish time kickoff. And that game will determine whether or not the Republic of Ireland and Hamer Hallgrimsson's side make it to the playoffs next March in order to continue their battle to make it to the World Cup in North America next summer. We will look ahead to that game, of course, across the show today. Football Saturday, as usual, between 3 and 5 o'clock. Johnny Ward, Owen Doyle and Tim Clancy going to join me in studio. Before that, from around 1:30 or so on the show today, a special guest, an old friend of the show as well, Kenny Cunningham, the former Republic of Ireland international captain, will join me in studio for an hour to dissect everything that happened on Tuesday night. And of course, as I said, look ahead to tomorrow's game as well. There is, of course, also the small matter of Australia tonight in Dublin. 8:10 kickoff in the latest game in the November International Series for Andy Farrell's Irish side. We'll look ahead to that game as well. And we'll hear from Andy Farrell and Bundy Aki and a couple of other members of that Irish team around 2:40 or so on the show today as well. If you want to get in touch on the WhatsApp 0879 180 180. And delighted to say we have Cameron Hill in studio for this afternoon's news round. Good afternoon, Cameron.
Good afternoon, Shane. Yeah, I think it's Saturday now, so I can reasonably assume that Thursday night wasn't a dream.
Yes. Yeah, it felt like a dream for large portions. I don't know how you felt. You know, the light show was going on just before the game and you're trying to G yourself up for it. Because I think at any stage before the game, up until maybe 5 minutes before kickoff, I hadn't thought we could do this here. But then the light show started and the national anthem starts. You get the chills when Aaron Avian finishes, and then you think, maybe we could nick a draw here. Yeah. You never know. You convince yourself of the impossible. But it wasn't impossible. It was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah. I went on the hard shoulder at around 5:30 on Thursday and gave possibly the most pessimistic preview of any sporting event I've ever done. So I don't think any, like, I'm not alone in thinking that, gosh, this was so far-fetched and maybe it's too much for us to dream. Like, I was someone who, after the Armenia win, when people were down on the performance and saying, oh God, we only scraped over the line, I kind of felt, can we not just let the players have this? Like, they did what they were meant to do. Okay, it definitely wasn't pretty or anything, and we did get a red card in that game, and there's a few mitigating factors, but it was a win. And gosh, that Ireland jersey, everyone's saying, has been so heavy for so long. And some of those players have only known misery since their international debut. That, yeah, an odd win in a crucial competitive game might have been a bit of a boost. I think, I'm not trying to say told you so now, but you could see there was such an uplift in confidence after the 10th minute against Portugal. It felt like there was an onslaught at the start and, seen this movie before.
Yeah.
But, they just looked so together. Like, the win is just seismic. I was listening to all the podcasts I could yesterday to kind of get it. We were on the front page of The Guardian and BBC Sport and I'm sure Cape Verde's version of Off the Ball is talking about how they really want to see their lovable underdogs, Ireland, get to the World Cup alongside them. So, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. I'm still on a high. It turns out a win in international football can put you in a good mood that lasts a couple of days. And actually, it turns out, maybe I didn't like the misery.
Yeah, we were in a spot of misery for a while. And obviously, I mean, tomorrow's result is going to maybe dictate and determine how we look back on the Portuguese result. You know, if we go and beat Hungary in Budapest tomorrow, then that Portuguese result becomes even more impressive. Like, if you'd said to us at the start of the qualifying campaign, it'll go down to the last day. We will need a win in Budapest, but any sort of win in Budapest will see us through to the playoffs. We'd have taken your arm off, I think, for it.
Mm.
Particularly, you know, we probably didn't expect that it would happen in such a way that, you know, we will lose to Armenia in one of our games against them. We'll beat Portugal in one of our games against them. It's not exactly the route we thought we'd take. It's been a funny group, a weird group.
Really low quality group.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of the race to the bottom a little bit, but like, now we're looking back on the results where we drop points and we're thinking, could we have topped this group? But anyway, we'll not get ahead of ourselves. It is what it is.
No, I think we've gotten ahead of ourselves too much in the last while. Yeah. I know Dara Smith-Octon on Off the Ball Breakfast was, no, absolutely, let's get carried away. I think you could see today, and we will talk about it in a bit because it's a fantastic piece, but you can see the thought process behind having Dan McDonald's interview with Damien Duff in today's paper in a sort of, like, the editorial meeting, not that I have any sort of fly-in-the-wall perspective, but it was sort of this, okay, look, Thursday, the qualification campaign's probably going to be over. The thoughts are going to turn to who's going to replace Hamer. Mm. So we'll put this out there. And this piece is so good that it could have gone out at any time and still have been as effective. But that was the narrative on Thursday morning was, well, who do we get to succeed this guy? Because, well, this didn't work. And we're all angry at him for making us believe and having us hope. And now we're just hurt. So let's just move on. And that a result like that is so seismic that we're actually going, God, do we just keep this guy on regardless of how tomorrow goes?
Yeah, it kind of changes the conversation a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot of apologies to Hamer Algrimsson, I think, after that result, obviously.
From Dunphy as well, the dentist.
From everyone. We have to get the result again tomorrow, and that's going to dictate how we all feel about it all.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. That's KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Let's bring on our man in Budapest, Stephen Doyle. Good afternoon, Steve-O.
Good afternoon, all.
You have been at the press conference this morning, Steve-O, with Hamer Algrimsson. How's the form? How's the mood after Thursday night?
Yeah, I would say it's quite calm, actually, Shane. Like, there wasn't, it didn't seem like there was a spillover of celebrations from the squad into today. Because I just feel, one thing that Hamer Algrimsson himself said was that they celebrated the win on Thursday night. And that was all good. Now they need to, or the last kind of 48 hours, they've needed to analyse how they created the situation where they could beat Portugal and try and use that for tomorrow night. But he did stress that they needed to put the Portugal win out of their heads for tomorrow's game. But that said, he was also saying that they love the fact that this is in their hands now tomorrow, that they know that if they go out and win the game tomorrow, they're into a playoff. So I would say that the atmosphere in the press conference this morning is very calm, relaxed, and I suppose that's further emphasised by the fact you've got Quirin Keller sitting alongside him before the game tomorrow as well. As we all know, Quirin Keller just really exudes calmness and tranquility, whether he's on the pitch or in the press conference room.
I believe we have some audio as well, Steve-O, that we can bring to the listeners now.
Yeah, like there was a couple of interesting things that they touched on in the press conference, which we might come back to. But I've been, I suppose, listen, we've all been really, blown away by the impact that Seamus Bowman has had within the squad since he's returned. He obviously missed the first window of these qualifiers because, you know, him or Hal Grimson went to the Everton training ground, sat down and spoke with Seamus Coleman and said, look, you know, because he hadn't been playing enough games and that kind of thing, that he didn't feel it was fair to kind of bring him into the squad. And I suppose that might be something he's looking back on with regret now at this stage. But look, he has been in the squad now for the last window and this window, and he's made a huge impact on the field. As we've all seen, his performances have been outstanding for a man of 37 years of age who's only played a couple of games for Everton this season. He's been on the bench for all their Premier League games. So it's been a huge impact. But I just felt that it's the kind of thing that he brings to the squad off the pitch that's really important. So I wanted to kind of gauge from Hal Grimson what he's seen himself when he's observed Coleman around the squad. And I did talk to Caoimhín Kelleher about him as well. But started off by asking Hal Grimson what kind of effect he thinks that Seamus Coleman has had on this Ireland squad off the pitch.
Yeah, probably Caoimhín can add into this, knows him more than I do. I've been unlucky enough to have him included in my squads since only the last game. But I think in general, in life, in all people, and it applies to football, there's two kinds of people. People that are vacuums and people that are batteries. You know, that will give energy, will give joy, will give enthusiasm. He is a really, really, really a big battery for this group in so many ways. So the more people of Ireland would you produce more. Seamus is in the future would be better for the football team. But that's probably the biggest compliment I can give to anyone in life. He's the biggest battery I've worked with in a football team. Really a man that loves his country and will do anything, not only to shine himself, but to get the best out of everyone around him.
Caoimhín, could I ask you, it was clear to see Seamus having a huge impact on the pitch the other night. He's instructing the defence at times where to go, that kind of thing. Can you talk me a bit about the influence that he's had from a playing perspective on the pitch?
Yeah, obviously, I think like you said, it's pretty clear to see his leadership on the pitch. He's one that has the ability to tell others where to go and what to do, and also focus on his own performance pretty good as well. Like the boss said, I think he's a selfless player. He wants everyone else to do well. He gives 110%. He drives the standards in the team. He's an inspiration, obviously. A lot of us in the squad look to him. He's been there and done it. He's played in so many important games really for his country. So we'll definitely lean on his experience in the next today and tomorrow really. He's played an obviously major tournament for Ireland, so he's massive for us and we don't take him for granted.
Yeah, the voice of Caoimhín Kelleher there, the Irish international goalkeeper, and him, Hal Grimson, of course, speaking to Steve-O. Steve-O, like that sums up, I think, what all Irish fans feel about Seamus Coleman as well, even when he was walking the pitch at the end of the game. And I think it was after a tackle on Rafael Leão, possibly towards the end of the game, where he gave it the big one to the fans as well and really G'd everyone up. He epitomises everything that the fans want to see, doesn't he?
Yeah, he certainly does. And it is brilliant to see the way. And look, you remember as well, like the game against Armenia, when he went in on the goalkeeper, and everybody kind of got really riled up by that as well. And it's just something as well, I think, Shane, like he certainly brings a huge motivation to the squad and to the supporters around the ground. I think there's something else a little bit deeper lying there as well, is that, there seemed to be, I think there was a feeling around the Ireland squad maybe that standards had dropped a little bit over the last number of years. And it's not just like a thing where Seamus Coleman's going into players and trying to make everybody feel good about themselves. I'm sure there's a bit about that as well. But I suspect that he has kind of brought this drive and standards within the squad in the way they carry themselves after a defeat or after a draw or after a win. and how they get themselves back on track if there has been a bit of a setback. So I don't think it's just a thing of he's gone around ginning everybody up. I think he has driven standards within the squad, and he has set the bar really high, and he's making sure that some of the younger players, maybe some of the less experienced players, are driving themselves to try and meet the standards that he's setting within the squad as well.
Have we checked the programme notes to make sure Seamus Coleman, sports psychologist, isn't his official role now with this team?
Yeah.
Because that's what
I
it feels like.
Yeah.
That's the role he has. But like, it's amazing now. But like, the mood will obviously change depending on the results tomorrow or tomorrow afternoon, Steve. But I mean, if we could just bottle this feeling and bring that into the game tomorrow evening, I'm sure the players will... We'll get the job done. It's a very, very tough fixture against the Hungarian team. Like, if we think back to the home game, started probably as badly as a game could possibly start for us in Dublin against this Hungarian team. Obviously, they have Zsabizslay and Kerkez and other very talented players. We came back into it in the second half. The sending off helped. And then at the end of it, a draw felt like, well, the least of what we could have got. We could have got a win in the end, but it's a tough, tough prospect tomorrow in Budapest.
Yeah, it certainly is. And there is... I got a taxi out to the press conference. I got one coming back as well. I spoke to two different taxi drivers, okay? Now, the first guy had a ticket for the match, and he was telling me, I had to get online to get the... You can only buy the tickets online here if you're a home supporter. He said, I had to get online. I was waiting for about 2 hours before I actually got my ticket. Apparently, they were all sold out within 3 hours of going on sale. So that'll give you an idea of the hype around this this hungry team and around this particular game. And the second taxi driver I spoke to, in fact, had an incredible knowledge of football and football around Europe, and was able to tell me, he asked me who my club was at home, and I told him, and he said, Bohemians. And he said, the two best Irish clubs, Shelburne and Shamrock. And I was like, yeah.
Take that.
Football fountain of knowledge. I'm sure the Shamrock Rovers supporters might be upset by the way he referred to them, but anyway, he was saying that he didn't have a ticket for the match, and he wasn't happy about it, but he was telling me that if he reckons that they could have easily sold 200,000 tickets for this game tomorrow. Of course, it is a 67,000 seater stadium, the Puskás Arena. Is going to be hosting the Champions League final next year, so there is massive hype around this hungry team. Paul Grimson asked about Hungary's approach to the game, and you know, he said, look, I can't really tell you too much about how the team are going to approach this, but it was interesting that he then decided to veer off and mention the fact that they were so close to celebrating after their win against Armenia on Thursday night that they kind of felt, we are now in this second place and we're almost guaranteed a playoff, possibly they could top the group. But then Paul Grimson actually said that Ireland caused them a setback in their celebrations. It was interesting that he put that out there, because there was a feeling, I suppose, in Hungary here, they thought they had the job done. They were not expecting Ireland to go out and beat Portugal on Thursday night. So not only has the win against Portugal given a huge boost of confidence to the Irish players and the Irish supporters, it's also really affected the Hungarian team, I feel, mentally. And they're going into this game now with huge pressure on them, because it's also not a case of where they have to go out and play for a win. They know a draw will do them. So that also creates its own little bit of doubt in their mind, is how do they approach the game? Do they try and play for a draw? Do they go out and attack and try and get an early goal? It's just, I think there's more pressure on Hungary going into this game than there is in the Irish team. And I think that will certainly favour the Irish players.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. That's KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.
Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at OmahaSteaks.com. That's OmahaSteaks.com and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Steve-O, I'm rubbing my hands here because you've given me extra hope. I'm the finger is hovering over Skyscanner at the moment for the flights to Boston and next summer.
Well, would you believe, Shane, I spoke to a couple of other people here as well. There are Irish fans who booked flights to go out tomorrow morning out to Budapest after the result on Thursday.
Right.
And I think some of those people who booked the flights for tomorrow morning have had to book flights from, is it Vienna? I think there's a 6-hour train from Budapest to Vienna on Monday afternoon. So not only is there a lot of hype around the Hungary team, there's a lot of hype around the Ireland team as well. Mm. I came in on a plane late last night, and to say that it resembled a nightclub more than an airplane will be an understatement. They ran out of beer on the flight. I did not imbibe myself because I had to get up early this morning for work. But there was a real good party atmosphere on the airplane coming over last night. Just walking around Budapest, I'm around the corner from an Irish bar. I'll be hoping to go out and talk to a couple of Irish fans later on today. But there's certainly there's a good vibe with the Irish fans over here. It's really starting to ramp up now. And just hopefully the team can do something. Interesting as well, just on the team news, I should tell you, Shane, Evan Ferguson, obviously there was some doubts over whether he would come in or not. He has been, as I'm sure most people know, ruled out of the game tomorrow. I think once Artem Dovbyk, the Roma striker, got injured last week, he's out for 4 to 6 weeks. Once that happened, I felt there was always a real doubt that the head coach there, Gasperini, was going to release Ferguson for the game. But Holgrimsson said he was trying as hard as he could to get himself fit enough to try and feature tomorrow, but that didn't happen in the end. But on the team itself, he was asked about whether he was tempted to start the same team that started against Portugal, and he said he was very tempted. As we know, he's not going to give us too many clues as to who he's going to start tomorrow, but that he would be tempted to start the same team. But it all comes down to their physical exertions from Thursday night, how fit they're going to be. So I suppose the one thing that he did have going for him from Thursday night, that because it was so comfortable for Ireland in those last 20 minutes, that he was able to take Troy Parrott off and Jack Taylor after 68 minutes, and then Finn Izaz came off with 10 minutes to go. So he was able to take those players off early, and they would have got a bit of a rest. So it will be interesting. I think there's a good chance he may start that same team. When you look through that 11, it's very hard to see which player you would take out and which player you could put in to make the team better. So that's certainly something interesting we'll be keeping an eye on an hour and a half or so before kickoff tomorrow.
Brilliant stuff, Steve-O. For now, thanks a million. We'll keep an eye on the socials for all your stuff and chat to you again tomorrow afternoon. Thanks, Steve-O.
Thanks, guys.
Brilliant stuff, Steve-O Doyle for us there in Budapest. The under-19s are in action as well, Cameron.
Yeah, we might be the greatest nation at football in the world at the moment, Shane, because the under-19s lead Cyprus by 1-0. Alfie Linsky of Aston Villa, the scorer in the first half. And Ireland have also saved a penalty in that game. Patricio Schroeder, which is a name I hadn't come across until today, playing with the Gimnasia under-20s in Argentina. He was the shot stopper there to keep the Cypriots out. So 1-0 is still the score in the Netherlands. They need a win to boost their chance of getting through to the next round of qualification after losing to Kazakhstan midweek. Meanwhile, the under-17s won a penalty shootout 9-8 against Canada to book their place in the last 16 of the World Cup in Qatar last night. I mean,
I was watching this.
It was a brilliant drama, wasn't it?
The Canadian keeper, Jonathan Ransom, is the villain, is such an unbelievable villain. Oh. If anyone watched this penalty shootout, and if you haven't watched it, watch it back, because he was yapping and yapping and yapping for every single penalty. He was swinging off the crossbar. He was going over to the referee saying, I didn't hear the whistle for that one. He was a wind-up merchant, the best of them. And then Grady McDonald steps up for his penalty for Ireland, and he's Canadian-born and obviously transferred then to the Republic of Ireland, and he got some special treatment. What was he saying? Why'd you leave? I just want to know why you left. That's what I want to know, as he's stepping up to take the penalty. Now, Grady scored the penalty, and Ireland ultimately win the shootout, but it was brilliant entertainment.
I love that even the players that weren't getting any stick from him just gave him the big one anyway. And another thing.
Yeah,
it was so brilliant. Good.
And obviously the 21s were unfortunate. 2-0 defeat for them in St Andrews last night.
Absolutely.
Solid display. It was terrible pitch, terrible conditions. We'll have Kenny Cunningham, who's played in that pitch many times in St Andrews. We'll talk to him about that very shortly as well. But a few other bits to get through as well. The rugby, I suppose, is the big one tonight, Cameron.
Yes, indeed. And Andy Farrell, the Ireland head coach, is wary of a backlash from Joe Schmidt's Australia in tonight's Autumn Nations Series test at the Aviva Stadium. The Wallabies, of course, suffered a shock defeat to Italy last weekend after starting with a loss to England at Twickenham. Now, Canberra native Mac Hansen will start at Ireland at full back, while Sam Prendergast is preferred to Jack Crowley in the 10 jersey this week. That game kicks off at 10 past 8 this evening. There are other games in the Autumn Nations series to look forward to as well today. England bidding for a 10th test victory in a row this afternoon, facing the All Blacks at Twickenham from 10 past 3. Wales could drop to 13th in the world rankings if they lose at home to Japan today. That kicks off in Cardiff at 20-6. And just one other game to tell you about that's ongoing, Shane. South Africa lead Italy by 3-0 in Turin currently. But Franco Mostert has seen a straight red for the Springboks in the 15th minute of the game, or 10th minute, in fact. Right. So for another red card, second week in a row for the Springboks. They're pulling an anti-Republic of Ireland, if you like, where they keep getting these red cards. But that means that they will likely be down 2 second row options coming to Dublin next weekend.
Interesting. How do you feel about the Australia game this evening? Obviously, it's like the Japan game was It was iffy, albeit a big win on the scoreboard, but you'd hope to see an improvement this afternoon, and interesting to see Prendergast get the nod particularly.
I think so. I think there's been a lot of coming to bat for the line-out, and every player that seemed to have done media this week had put their hand up and confessed to their own individual role in why the line-out has not been functioning. And Ryan Baird was particularly effusive in defending Paul O'Connell. So there is that side of things. They just need a bit of confidence, really. Like this is a huge game where Australia, coming off the back of a tough day last weekend in Udine against the Italians, so they'll be roaring and ready to get back. This is Joe Schmidt's penultimate game, and he was speaking ahead of the game, talking about his sentimental bond he has with Dublin and the memories he has of coming back here. So there's a lot of emotion coming from the Wallabies camp that Ireland probably don't need to tap into. When Leinster have been at their best in the last couple of years, they've shied away from the emotion. They've been kind of ruthless, to be honest. And that's a little bit of what they need. And Andy Farrell was probably trying to hammer that point home in camp this week, that, look, guys, we need to stop feeling sorry for ourselves, was the quote he used after the Japan game. And just get out there and put everything to bed, put away this Australia game, or this Australia team, because South Africa comes to town next weekend, and they're not going to shy away from the battle.
No, definitely not. And the small matter, as you say, of the Wallabies first up 10 past 8 this evening. Some other bits to bring us up to speed on some more rugby, Cameron, as well.
Yeah, that's the top of the table clash in this afternoon's action in Division 1A of Rugby's Energy All-Ireland League. Shane, Carlos Spencer's Terenure College welcome current league leader St Mary's to Lakelands for a 3 o'clock start in that D6W Derby. The rest of today's action kicks off at 2:30. Third place Clontarf go to 2024 champions Cork Con. Old Belvedere host Lansdowne. UCD take on Young Munster. And Ballinahinch go to the basement side Nina Ormond. And Energia AIL updates are with thanks to Energia. Think of the possibilities.
Some golf, and Rory McIlroy's flying it in Dubai.
Yeah, he has a share of the clubhouse lead following his third round at the season-ending DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. The Masters champion, who is chasing a 7th Race to Dubai title this weekend, carded 68 today to move up to 13 under par alongside Rasmus Nigo Petersen of Denmark at the top of the leaderboard. Shane Lowry's a further 3 shots back on 10 under, while Tom McKibben has signed for his third successive 70 of the week to sit on 6 under. Just a Gaelic Games as well before we finish. A place in the Ulster Club Senior Football hurling final, I should say, is up for grabs this afternoon. Satanta of Donegal taking on Antrim outfit Naev Owen in Owen Beg from 6. The first of this weekend's Leinster football quarterfinals is also down for decision this evening. Kildare Kingpins Athy take on Summerhill of Meath in Newbridge from 5:15. And Clonmel Commercials go up against St Finbar's in the last 8 of the Munster Football Championship. That has thrown in the last few minutes. And the latest score from that game is Clonmel Commercials 1-3, St Finbar's 6 points.
All right. Do you want to mention as well, Off the Ball and Guinness 0-0 are calling all Arsenal supporters. Think you're their biggest supporter? Send us a DM, a WhatsApp, a photo, or anything that makes you Arsenal's number one fan, and you could win a VIP trip to the Emirates with an Irish footballing legend. It's for 25 years of age and only. #settle in. I know you hate predictions, yep. Cameron, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. So what's your prediction for?
I think Japan are going to win against Wales today.
Well, the Ireland-Australia game and, well, we, I suppose you're not on tomorrow, so the Hungary-Republic of Ireland game as well.
I think Ireland are just going to scrape home against Australia. I think it's going to be very, very tight. Like you think of last year's game and the game in 22 when they lost Italy and only won by 3 points. So I think Ireland are going to win, but I would say there's probably a 2 or 3 points in it. On the Ireland game, I don't know, second game of a window, the tricky second album for this Republic of Ireland side.
Fair point, yeah.
But I back them to, do you know what? I think they'll give a respectable performance, but it'll be like a 2-2 draw or something.
Oh, Cameron, don't say that.
I want to believe. Yeah. I just feel like, you know what? I'm going to bask in the Portugal win for quite a long time afterwards. I don't really mind what's at stake. So 2-2.
I'm going for 1-0 Ireland.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to nick it.
Who's going to get it? Scalesy.
Do you know what? Adamida off the bench. Oh, 91st minute winner.
Great show.
We'll take it. We'll take any sort of win tomorrow. Cameron Hill, thank you very much, as always, for the news round this afternoon. As I said, loads to come between now and 5 o'clock here and Off the Ball Saturday on News Talk. After 3 o'clock, we will have Football Saturday with the lads Johnny Ward, Owen Doyle and Tim Clancy will join me in studio. But up next, the former Irish international captain, Kenny Cunningham, is here.
Off the Ball Daily.
This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.